The current passed through the earth, he elaborated, starting from the transmission station with infinite speed from that region and slowing down to the speed of light at a distance of 6,000 miles, then increasing in speed from that region and reaching the receiving station with infinite velocity. It's a wonderful thing, he said. Wireless is coming to mankind in its full meaning like a hurricane some of these days. Someday there will be, say, 6 great wireless telephone stations in the world system connecting all the inhabitants of this earth to one another, not only by voice, but by sight. Unquote. Flawed though his physics might be, Tesla would resist to the end the idea that light sped faster than anything. His prophecy was sound enough. And I have a long interjection here. All you physicists out there, did Nikola get the physics wrong? At least as to whether there is anything that surpasses light speed. Though I'm ill-equipped to judge, what is now known about quantum physics suggests that he did not. This is a quote from Brian Greene. Quote, that, he had just explained, special relativity. That, in a nutshell, is special relativity. The combined speed of any object's motion through space and its motion through time is always precisely equal to the speed of light. At first, you may instinctively recoil from this statement, since we're all used to the idea that nothing but light can travel at light speed. But that peculiar idea refers solely to motion through space. We are now talking about something related yet richer, an object's combined motion through space and time. The key fact, Einstein discovered, is that these two kinds of motion are always complementary. Peering deeply into the workings of nature to tease out insights into space and time was a profound challenge, one that had gotten the better of everyone until Einstein.
Another man's embrace. How was she to know just what was taking place? Too busy with the jugular and how it tastes to remember what she saw in the exit she faced. The exit she faced. The exit she faced.
Long time ago, or maybe yesterday, you and I in chariots on our way
to a purple celebration
for what we've learned. That for every battle won, there are scars and burns.
For every broken heart, there's another we'll mend. Who needs enemies when you got friends? Every open door, there's something in the way. Last time we checked, it was the anxious face. Everybody know about the anxious face. Black don't crack, beige don't age. Gon' take that banana, then get back in your cage.
Oh Lord. Oh, 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 ah, 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 ah.
The anxious face.
Gon' take that banana, take it.
The anxious face.
Get it, I said you could have it.
Oh no. The anxious face.
I have an interjection in my interjection here. Has anyone ever written about Einstein's relativity work between 1905 and 1915 within the context of what Nikola Tesla had already done and written and explained about EMF, electromagnetic radiation. Because though the U.S. state had by then already claimed, stolen the EMF weapon, as well as his work on wireless power transmission, to suppress it took decades, and lots of people at that time knew about it. If Mark Twain was writing Nikola around 1900 or so to congratulate him on the EMF weapon, it was being discussed, certainly in the scientific community, quote unquote, many members of which studied it directly, many of whom were parked in Nikola's laboratory rooms with the intent of packing it away with them. There is no way Einstein was not aware of and so familiar with the work of Nikola Tesla. The New York Times on November 6, 1915, carried a story on page one, based upon a Reuters dispatch from London, reporting that Tesla and Edison were to share the Nobel Prize in Physics. Interviewed the next day, Tesla told a Times reporter he'd received no official notification of the award, but he speculated that it might be for his discovery of a way to transmit energy without wires. This, he said, had proved to be practical not only over terrestrial distances, but even effects of cosmic magnitude may be created, unquote from Nikola. Here again, in his boldness, we see his kinship with Prince and his love and his honesty. Both we could call force incarnate. Continuing, he then described for the reporter a future when all wars would be waged, and this was his more pessimistic side, sort of, I guess, after seeing no one stop World War I, despite his pleas that, you know, it's going to be a little while before we can end war and end patriotism altogether. And in the meantime, he predicted that wars would be waged with electrical waves instead of explosives. Now, these power guys intend that themselves one day. Let's not let it happen, please, okay? Now they figured they gotta get through maybe two generations, completely digitize all literature, and make sure only their highly massaged versions of everything get to the children. It is the children, the children's minds. They realize they have to control, and Prince realized, which makes him just pure magic from my perspective, his brilliance of focusing single-mindedly on the youth with a clear strategy and a clear way to truth, to freedom. But I thought of this when my son mentioned that for his summer gig, he and others were asked to name someone they consider one of their heroes, and he named Nikola Tesla, and he was challenged on this, and because someone looked Nikola Tesla up on the internet and came back indignant, saying, why would this man be a hero? He died wealthy, and he was really snotty. He turned down the Nobel Prize. So you see what I'm saying? This is their plan. Students will go to the internet, find out about Nikola Tesla, find out lies. Same with Prince, obviously. Everybody they consider a threat. We cannot let this go on beyond now. Serious biz. They're installing Trump. Should have told everybody what we needed to know. That we gotta get busy, and the only way is to call a halt, a timeout, share the good news. We got the means for every human being on the planet to be self-sufficient. We have the technology. No one needs to put their energy, their human labor, quote unquote, on the market. We got to make this the number one topic of conversation, and then keep convening those one-day general strikes until we got that critical mass to make that future that we envision during that time our reality. And let's finish the story of Nikola's not being given the Nobel Prize. Continuing with Margaret. Nikola did not explicitly foresee today's microwave boosting synchronous satellites for television, yet something of the sort had been in his mind since, as a teenager, he had envisioned building a ring around the equator that would revolve in Earth synchrony. And if he didn't invent television, he at least imagined it. 4 years later, Johnson suggested that as a money-making venture, Tesla invent a way of reproducing football games on a home screen as they occurred. And Tesla replied, "I'm already expecting to become a multimillionaire without going into show business." But he went on to offer his best suggestion, which was to employ 9 flying machines, winged and propellerless, 500 miles or more, take negatives, develop films, and reel them off as they arrive. "It calls for an invention to which I've devoted 20 years of careful study, which I hope I will ultimately realize, that is television, making possible to see at a distance through a wire," unquote from Nikola, but in fact he never pursued this idea. The report of the Nobel Prize in Physics for 1915 to be jointly shared by Edison and Tesla was carried in the Literary Digest and the Electrical World of New York, both publications having gone to press before November 14, the date on which another Reuters dispatch, this time from Stockholm, dropped a devastating bombshell. The Nobel Committee announced that the prize for physics would in fact be shared by Professor William Henry Bragg of the University of Leeds, England, and his son, W.I. Bragg of Cambridge University, for their use of X-rays to determine the structure of crystals. What had happened? The Nobel Prize Foundation declined to clarify. One biographer and close friend, not so much, I suspect. These people like to get close. That don't make them friends. This is a totally off-the-wall digression, but I read that Madonna had to sue to get a sale of some of her personal letters and memorabilia halted by a very close friend who lifted them out of her space without her knowledge, including a letter from or a note from Tupac Shakur, and waited until the statute of limitations kicked, and then tried to put them on the market. You know, close friends of people that become targets ain't friends, though they may get close. Anyway, one biographer and close friend of Tesla's, she doesn't mention the name. I wonder if that's the child guy, the guy who got close to Nikola as a child, teenager. Another story is popping in my head about Jim Henson, but I'll spare you. One biographer and close friend of Tesla's reported years later that the Serbo-American had declined the honor, stating that as a discoverer, he could not share the prize with a mere inventor. Now that's just BS, okay? She doesn't specify how many years later. So there's some questions there. Yet another biographer advanced the theory, and this is all noise, right? They put out a lot of noise and then set it up so that Nikola himself cannot defend himself. That's classic power MO. Yet another biographer advanced the theory that it was Edison who objected to sharing the prize, that it was in keeping with his sardonic and sadistic brand of humor to have deprived Nikola of $20,000 when he knew how much he needed the funds. So they're still putting out these lies to this day about him being wealthy and about him declining the Nobel. I hope this tells everybody who hears my voice, let's get busy. Let's start tweeting. One day, global general strike. Spread the word.